Well, hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. This person right here, standing in front of you, in front of the microphone, in front of the camera, talking into your ears. This is Spencer. I am Spencer. I am your host, and I am here to tell you all about the words in this podcast called The Dictionary, which, of course, is the most popular podcast ever in the history of podcasts in the world, all over the places in the universes, the multiverses. This is the one. It's the only one. Here we go. Let's do it. Okay, so the first word is the word, it's the first form of the word gang. Content note, content warning, there are a couple of words in this episode that some people might have some issues with, so just throwing that out there in case you want to skip ahead when we get to them. All right, so the first form of the word gang, G-A-N-G, is an intransitive verb from before the 12th century. This is Scottish, and the synonym is go. So the Scottish people before the 12th century would say gang, like, hey, gang over there to pick up some flowers for your grandma. Let's see. So this is from the Old English, gang-gang. It looks like gan-gan. But it could be gangan, akin to the Lithuanian zengti, which means to stride. Like I'm just striding along the thoroughfare, going over there. So gang, verb. All right. Well, we got a couple more versions of this word. So let's make a sound effect, which is brrrrum. The second form of gang is a noun from the 15th century. Number 1A1, it is a set of articles, and the synonym is outfit, like maybe your outfit, what you were wearing, the articles of clothing, that's your gang. The example is a gang of oars. So is this like all of the people rowing the boat, rowing the galley? Are they a gang of oars because there's a whole bunch of them? I mean, I definitely think that I'm wearing a gang. All of my articles of clothing all together, all of my t-shirt and cargo pants, that's my gang. Interesting. Okay, well, now we got 1A2. A combination of similar implements or devices arranged for convenience to act together. The example is a gang of saws. When you need a lot of kinds of saws, you are a handyman, a carpenter probably, and up on your wall, you have all of these, all of your gang of saws all organized perfectly. You have a spot for each one. Maybe you have a label. Maybe you even have an outline of the saw that goes there because you need big saws, little saws, fine tooth saws, big tooth saws, wood saws, metal saws, all the different types of saws. And so you got a gang of saws arranged for convenience. You don't want to be fumbling around with saws, especially they're sharp. You don't know. You might grab one and it's going to hurt you. So it's got to be for your convenience. And then they're going to all act together as a gang of saws. I do not want to see a gang of saws walking down the street. Walking down the street, we get the funniest looks from all the hammers we meet. Hey, hey, we're the saws. All right, 1B, the synonym is group, as 1B1, some sub-definitions here, a group of persons working together. That's all it is. They're like a gang of saws. They have been organized for your convenience, and they're working together in the movie Warriors, the Warriors. Warriors, come out to play. Clink, clink, clink. There were so many gangs, all of these people working together to attack this one other gang. A group of persons working together. So now we got 1B2. It is a group of persons working to unlawful or antisocial ends, especially a band of antisocial adolescents. Look at that gang of boys walking down the street. They're getting the funniest looks from all the people they meet. Those gang of antisocial adolescents, we gotta take them out with our clubs. Okay, now we got number two. I mean, okay, that's typically what we think of. People who are doing unlawful things, antisocial things. I mean, of course, we don't word it this way. The dictionary is wording it in a very specific, proper way. But we just know what it means. We just know. We don't need these words. Yes, we do, of course. We need the dictionary to tell us, what is a gang? Okay, number two. A group of persons having informal and usually close social relations, as in watching TV with the gang. All of my friends named Monica, Rachel, etc. That's the gang. Oh, it looks like a fun gang. There were our gang of friends, and some people have a big gang of friends, some people don't, some people have no gang. Where's my gang? Come on, gang, let's go. Let's go do some antisocial, unlawful things, because we're adolescents. This word means walking or journey in Middle English, akin to the Old English, gangan. So yeah, that's what it is. It's like, maybe in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit, they're going on an adventure. They had a gang of people because they were going on a journey. They're walking. That's what gang is. It's just a group of people going on a journey, striding down the road, walking. That's literally where it comes from. But then we have this set of articles, these set of things. So, I mean, which came first? You know, the set of articles and the things, the gang of saws, that was an early definition, so that makes me think that it was an early usage of this word. But then the etymology makes me think that this group of people walking down the street is an early usage. But then we got the Scottish, which means go. They're just walking, going, so I don't know. I'm all confused about this word. Now we have the third form of gang. It is a verb from 1856. We are starting with transitive 1A. To assemble or operate simultaneously as a group. So is this like gang together? Let's gang together. Let's get together as a group and watch TV. 1B. To arrange in or produce as a gang. So like you are arranging things, producing a thing. So like maybe when the people are building the railroads and they have a whole gang of people doing that. So are they ganging the railroad? Is that how you would use this one in a sentence? Well, number two takes us down that unlawful road. It's to attack in a gang. So if you got attacked by a gang, you'd be, they're ganging up on somebody maybe. Maybe in school there's a bunch of bullies ganging up on somebody because they can, because they're young, because they're bullies, because they feel more confident in a group of people and they want to be part of the group, part of the gang. Don't like that. Intransitive is to move or act as a gang. I would like to think of that as a gang of saws. Now we have, we got one of these vulgar words. Here we go. It's gangbang. One word. This one is a verb from 1949, and we're starting with intransitive. Number one, often vulgar. To participate in a gangbang, which is two words, which is our next word, but hold on. Number two, to participate in especially violent gang activity. So, particularly violent activity that is being done by a gang out there in the world, then they would be gangbanging. And then transitive is also often vulgar, and it is to subject to a gangbang. So, subjecting a person to a gangbang, that's transitive, and intransitive is participating in the gangbang as a participant. So now, what's that? Okay, I guess we have to talk about that. Brrrom. Gangbang. Two words. Noun from 1945. Number one, there's two of them. They're both often vulgar. Number one is copulation, by several persons in succession with the same passive partner. Basically, a bunch of people having sex with one person in a row, probably. Could be multiple at the same time, but we don't need to discuss that. Really, to be a lot more genderized about it and explicit, a bunch of dudes fucking a lady. That's what that is. Okay, number two, also often vulgar, the synonym is gang rape. So that takes it to a whole other world. The first one says that they are a passive partner, so that they are letting this happen, probably in that context with consent. But gang rape is, no, there's no consent here. This is something happening, and she does not want this. Or he does, hey, like I said, I was being genderized about this. Doesn't matter the gender. A bunch of people having sex with somebody else. Humans. That's what it is. Typically, though, there's a very specific genderized version of that. Okay. Yeah, we're going to move on from that. We're going to move on to gang banger. One word. Noun from 1969. It is a member of a street gang going out, doing their unlawful things, participating in especially violent gang activity. That is typically what we think of when we think of gang banging and the gang bangers doing the gang banging. Okay, moving on to gang buster. One word, gang buster. Noun from 1940. This is one engaged in the aggressive breakup of organized criminal gangs. So the person who is trying to get rid of these criminal gangs, these organized criminal gangs, maybe it's the mafia, the mob. They are busting up the gangs. They don't like these gangs doing their unlawful things. They want to bust them up, so they're a gangbuster. But we have a phrase, like gangbusters, and this means with great or excessive force or aggressiveness. As in the example, came on like gangbusters. Great or excessive force. Oh, that 67 meme came on like gangbusters all of a sudden in the world, and then it went away as quickly as it arrived. We're selling those like hotcakes. Those hotcakes came on like gangbusters. But also, it means with great speed or success. As in, was selling like gangbusters. It's the same as hotcakes. Gangbusters and hotcakes are the same thing. They're in a beautiful marriage. Gangbusters and hotcakes. Selling fast. All right. Let's see. Anything else? It's kind of an interesting evolution. If you are a gangbuster, you are breaking up these criminal gangs. You got to be aggressive about it. You can't be passive. You can't be chill. You got to be aggressive. And that's why something comes along with excessive force or aggressiveness. It came on as if it were a gangbuster breaking up a criminal gang. Next is gangbusters. Plural, but it could also be singular. This is an adjective from 1971. Outstandingly excellent or successful, as in a gangbuster player or a gangbusters player. Would you put an S on at the end of that one? A gangbuster player. They're so good, they're busting up the gang of the other ball players. Gangbusters is also an adverb. They were playing gangbusters. Ganger is next. Noun from 1849. This is British, and it is the foreman of a gang of workers. The ganger, so the main gang person. We got a gang of people, the main one, the one who is the foreman running the show. They're the ganger. I would think that they would have the word gangman, but I am not seeing that here. That one would make more sense to me based on human history. The gangman, the gangman. But I don't see it, so they just called him the Ganger. Typically, probably a man. Next is Gang Hook. Two words, noun from 1877. This is two or three fish hooks with their shanks joined together. They have been ganged together into a group of adolescents, antisocial adolescent fish hooks. Gang hook. It's one gang hook because it's two or three fish hooks. I guess you're like, oh man, my single fish hook isn't doing the job. I can't catch any fish hooks. I can't catch any fish with my fish hook, with my single lonely fish hook. I know, what if I ganged it up with other fish hooks? And I would have much more chances to stab this fish in the face. So I'm going to make a gang hook. Next is gangland. One word. Where do you want to go, kids? Let's go to gangland. I'm going to dress up like Scarface. This is a noun from 1912. It is the world of organized crime, as in a gangland killing, where somebody was murdered by the gangs, the organized crime gangs in gangland. Next is gangling or ganglin. This is an adjective from 1764. It is loosely and awkwardly built. The synonym is lanky. Gangling. Yeah, okay. So you're describing somebody as gangling because they are lanky, awkwardly built, loosely and awkwardly built. You're so loose and awkward. The etymology says, this is perhaps an alternative of the Scandinavian gangrel, which means vagrant, or lanky person, which seemed very different to me. Maybe lanky meant something different back then, but a vagrant and a lanky person, those are totally different to me. So this obviously seems totally unrelated to all of our gang words, a gang of saws, a gang of gooses. So gangling is loose and awkwardly built. Sometimes I feel like I am awkwardly built. Maybe not so loose, because I'm not flexible, but maybe a little gangling. But there are other people, usually very tall and skinny people, I think would be considered gangling. But this is not a word that I use, that I hear, but we got more. We got similar words coming up. Now we have ganglion. Ganglion. It looks like gang lion. Noun from circa 1681, number one, a small cystic tumor connected either with a joint membrane or tendon sheath. So where your joints are, there's the tendons, the membranes all over there in your joint, in your maybe your elbow or your wrist or something. And it is a small cystic tumor in that area, and it is called a ganglion. If I ever get a ganglion, I'm definitely going to call it a gang lion. Look at my gang lion. It's rawr. Okay, now we have number 2A, a mass of nerve tissue containing cell bodies of neurons external to the brain or spinal cord. Also, the 2B definition for the word nucleus. It's a massive nerve tissue containing cell bodies of neurons external to the brain or spinal cord. So you got a whole bunch of nerve tissues together, and they're not part of the brain or the spinal cord, but you got a bunch of them mushed together, maybe, and that's also called a ganglion. Number 2B is something likened to a nerve ganglion. So you have the nerve ganglion. Something like it is also a ganglion. As in the example, a ganglion of cables and wires, maybe in your server closet at work. There is a ganglion of cables and wires because somebody didn't know how to organize them properly, and you're like, oh, wow, this just hurts my brain. I can't look at this mess of wires. Sometimes at work we go on live events and we're setting up computers and cameras and all. There's all these cables. Next time we do that, I'm going to say, look at this ganglion of wires and cables. It's so unorganized. Sometimes it's very hard to organize all that and make it look pretty, but sometimes it's helpful. Okay, so that is a very good word to know when you're talking about cables and wires and maybe nerves and also tumors. Ganglionated, that is an adjective. Ganglionic, that is also an adjective. And the etymology doesn't help. It's a lower Latin word from Greek. So, I don't know, do I have to look up? Of course I have to look up. If I ask to do something, of course I have to do it. Let's see. Oh, yes, I want to go to the translate. And I want to look up the Greek. And I want to type in ganglion. Because that, of course, is how my brain is now working. Gang, it just means ganglion. So maybe Greek is not the best option. Where's Latin? Does Latin? No, it just means the same thing. And I guess the dictionary pretty much told me that. It just said it's from this word. It doesn't say what it means because it means the same thing. So they just made up a word and we just stuck with it. All right, what do we got next? We definitely got something next. We got ganglioside. Noun from 1943. It is any of a group of glycolipids that yield a hexose sugar on hydrolysis and are found especially in the plasma membrane of cells in the gray matter. Is that the gray matter in your brain? Is this where the glycosides are found with the, oh, those, the gangliosides, are they found with the, they're a group of glycolipids, a gang of glycolipids, a ganglioside? Maybe that's where this came from. Well, it doesn't say that. The etymology says it's from the word ganglion and then some other scientific words. Any of a group of glycolipids that yield a hexose sugar. You know all about the yielding hexose sugars. In the gray matter. All right. Good stuff. Next, we're going to go to gangly. Now, this is the one that I think of more so when I think of a lanky person. Gangly, adjective from 1872. The synonym, yes, of course, it's taking us to gangling with an ing. But gangly is definitely used way more often than gangling. I think people just didn't like to say gangling because you feel like you if you're not emphasizing the words, if you're not enunciating the gangling, the last part, ling, it just comes off like gangly. Gangling, gangling, gangly, gangly. It makes sense. It perfectly makes sense, and I prefer this word. Thank you so much. Next is gangplank. One word, noun from 1846. It's when a whole bunch of members from a gang are doing planks on the ground. You know, where they get on their elbows and they get their abs off the ground and they hold it there for a long time. It's a good exercise. You should do it. So, a gangplank is a movable bridge used in boarding or leaving a ship at a pier. And then, of course, those pirates find somebody that they don't like, or maybe there's somebody on the boat, one of the sailors, who was like, oh, you're trying to do something bad. You're trying to be sneaky and take us down from the inside. We're going to send you off the gangplank. We're going to put that plank that we use to get up on the boat at the pier. We're going to put it on the edge of the boat, and you got to walk off of it, maybe blindfolded. Well, plank makes sense. It's a plank of wood. But why is it a gangplank? Is it the gang of people are walking up the plank? Is that what it is? Maybe. Well, now we officially have to talk about our other incredibly bad, vulgar, uncomfortable word, which is gang rape. Two words, noun from 1900. It is rape of one person by several attackers in succession. Yeah. Gang rape, two words with a hyphen, is a transitive verb, and I feel like this is pretty obvious. This is the definition. Nailed it. No reason to discuss this other than, don't do this. rape is one of the worst possible things out there, and then this takes it to an exponential level, exponentially worse, because there's a whole bunch of people who decided that it was a good idea to forcibly have sex with somebody who does not want to? Yeah, okay. Enough said. Next is Gangrel. Gang with an R-E-L, noun from the 14th century. This is Scottish, and the synonym is vagrant. So if we go back to gangling... Oh, I think I said that was Scandinavian. The Scandinavian word gangrel? Nope, it was Scottish. I'm so sorry to all of you Scottish people. Their word vagrant, or their word gangrel means vagrant, but when we looked at gangling, it also kind of means a lanky person. So were the vagrants lanky people? The lanky people. Those vagrant lanky people. All right, gangrel. Are you Scottish people still using this? And what does it mean to you? Does it mean a vagrant? Does it mean somebody who's wandering the streets, maybe from town to town? Or does it mean a lanky person? One more word for this episode, which is the first form of the word gangrene. G-A-N-G-R-E-N-E. Gangrene, 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 I don't know what the difference is. Oh, you can say gan instead of with a G. Get rid of the G. Gangrene, gangrene. Okay, this is a noun from 1543. Number one, local death of soft tissues due to loss of blood supply. The blood isn't getting to my pinky toe. And then, I will get gangrene because the soft tissues have died because they need that blood flow. Why isn't the blood going to my toe? Well, that's because you put a tiny little tourniquet on it and you cut off the blood supply. Number two, pervasive decay or corruption. Oh, wait, I should backtrack real quick. I actually know somebody who I think got gangrene of their pinky toe. I didn't even realize that when I was saying that, but I think they were in a car accident and, you know, with the injury to the leg, the blood wasn't going to the toe, and then I think it just became black and they had to get it surgically removed. True story. So number two is pervasive decay or corruption. The synonym is rot, as in moral gangrene. The morals, maybe the morals of those antisocial adolescents in the gang. They're like, it's like a gangrene. It's spreading throughout the world, their moral gangrene. Yeah, so we can use this in a metaphorical way, or we can use it in a physical way when the blood's not going to the body part. Gangrenous is an adjective. I never want any part of my body to be described as gangrenous, okay? Let's try to avoid that. But I am curious about the etymology. This is from the Latin gangrina, which is from the Greek gangrina, which is akin to the Greek gran, G-R-A-N, which means to gnaw, like to chew with your teeth. So I don't know, like the first thing I could think of is that maybe an animal got an injury, got gangrene of a thing, and then they're like, well, this isn't working for me anymore. I'm going to chew it off. I'm going to gnaw it off because this, I don't need that leg anymore. It's dead. Is that where it came from? Why to gnaw? That's a very interesting one. All right. Well, we have definitely talked about some words today, some interesting words. And I have to pick a word of the episode. We had gang, 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 gang bang, gang bang, gang banger, gang buster, gang busters, ganger, gang hook, gangland, gangling, ganglion, ganglia side, gangly, gang plank, gang rape, gangrel, and gangring. Gangring, gang, 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 ring, ring, ring. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'll just pick gangbusters as the word of the episode. This podcast is going like gangbusters. It's spreading all over the world like a gangrene. Everybody's listening to the dictionary. They're also watching it on YouTube. Gangbusters, gangbusters. This podcast is gangbusters. Of course it is. Okay, now I will tell you about a movie that I watched, and I will just have to bring up my list real quick because I didn't prepare ahead of time. Let's see. I am down here way on the list. Oh, I talked about all those. Oh, okay. The next one I watched. So I was on a plane going over to Europe for work, and I thought to myself, look at this. There's these Venom movies that I have never seen before. There's three of them. I think I have time to watch all three of them. I shall do that. So then I watched them. So yeah, Venom, the first one. I was very curious about these when they came out. I guess let's just talk about the first one. I was aware of the Venom character, but didn't read the comics. I think the first time I saw him was in the third Spider-Man movie from all those years ago. And so I was like, oh, is he a Spider-Man thing? No, he's not necessarily. The design is so interesting when it's translated into a movie. He's got this just huge grin all the time. And so it's already sort of just a funny thing. And it is funny and fun and human and, you know, crazy, crazy situation with these aliens. The CGI obviously is just astounding. I mean, I can't even imagine the processing power on the computers that they had to use for all that stuff. But yeah, they're super fun and just kind of bonkers and very silly. But also, you know, they get pretty serious at times as well. Okay, that was Venom. And this is the end of the show. I mean, that's it. How do you end it? You say, this has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.